surprise. Let's pray. We gather again, Lord God, in thy name, and we pray, Father, that you accept our worship, Father. We know you love us, Lord, and we love you, Father. That's why, Father, we come to worship you, to show that, Lord God, Father, you are great in our hearts, Father. And our Lord, we are gathered also, Father, that we can have some fellowship tonight with you. We pray, Father, that you take our hearts to yourself, Father. Speak to them. Open yourself, Father. Let's get closer to you, Father. Help us, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. I was wondering, I'm not seeing Don, so where's Don? I thought I heard him sing, so that's good. So I have something small here, thank you very much. I will not take much time, because I think it's too big. I've tried my best to bring it down, and I'm not able to make it shorter, so I'm sorry about that. If we don't finish it, that's okay. If we don't finish it, that's all right. So I'm just going to go straight to this, and it's quite big. I didn't see, I don't know what happened to my email, because my email, I usually just search church email, and it gives me church email. Today I searched, I didn't get church email. So I went to his provided word, something like that, and I clicked there, it came. I hope it came, Brother Michael. That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. That's good. So the topic is about the seventh angel message was to gather. It sounds like it's not very serious. The seventh angel message was to gather. Whenever we talk about the rapture, I've understood that I don't understand people very well. Very many people say that they know that we are in the rapture. But I still see them, some of them have gone, to me, they have gone to the millennium and that. They have gone there. And some are saying that they can see the rapture, but I can see them still, they have not come to the rapture. This is what the Bible said, rightly dividing the word of truth, staying there where it's really at. You cannot be here, you cannot be here. There's a way, there's a space here that people need to be. And that is what I think that's the way to go for every believer, to look at it and see, stay. Don't be where God is not. Be where God is. Put the word in its rightful position. And that's what I'm just trying to say here. So I don't have much, but I have very many quotes, and I have much. But it's just the same idea that I'm going to work with slowly by slowly. Supporting my argument. So now I think I'm going to go straight to the to the quotes, so that I can finish. I hope we are okay. Everything is all right. Okay, yes. All right. I will just go to the quotes. Yeah. Now, so that maybe I will be able to finish them. Mostly, I'll jump up and go to where maybe the red parts when I find that I'm running out of time. And I think you will get my idea. I'm going to bring the three sounds of the Thessalonians. You know, the Bible said in the Thessalonians 4, and that's where everybody goes when they want to talk about the rapture. They go to 1 Thessalonians 4. And I thought this is not this. I've talked about this so much, and I thought I don't want to bore people with it. But I still felt like I want to put it there. Because to me, this is what is confusing. This is what I see people confusing with. The three sounds about the shout, the voice, that Jesus Christ to come down with a voice, with a shout, with a voice, with a trumpet. That's what the Bible says, that he will come with a shout, with a voice, and a trumpet. Now, they put that as is the rapture. They say that those three sounds are the rapture. And to me, that is not the rapture. That is calling you to the rapture. That's exactly what I mean. And that, to me, and if you disagree with me, that's okay. I like people who look at it and they can have something to disagree me with. That would be great. And we can talk. So to me, that is not the rapture. That is calling you to the rapture. I hope you get that. That's my point. That's my whole point. That I see that people taking it as the rapture. That's not the rapture. The shout, the voice, and the trumpet. That's not the rapture. And that is calling you. It's calling you. It's the message of Brother Branham. To me, that is the seventh church age message. That, to me, that is Pentecost. To me, that is restoration. Restoration. Because the work of Brother Branham was to restore. The work of the seventh age was to restore. That was to restore. To restore, to forerun. His message was doing all that. I cannot divide it and tell you this is what was forerunning, this is what was calling, whatever. I don't know. I don't know which one was which. But the whole of Brother Branham's message, of the seventh church age message, Brother Branham's message was doing these things. One was forerunning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one. It was also restoring the seventh age to the first age. It was a restoration message. Very many people know that. Very many churches talk about that. They preach that. That is not our message. That is not our message. Shout, voice, that's not our message. That's past. That is in the church ages. I hope you get that. Now, let's go to the quotes. Now, if you have a question, and please, this is for us. This is for us. When we preach this, when we talk about this, we want people to get. If you don't get, it's very, very important. Talk to me. I'm bringing it. Talk to me. Say that one doesn't look like it's going with this. Or that one is not. How do you put this together with this? We'll try to do that. And maybe I've not looked at it the way that maybe you can bring it and tell me, how about this? How bring it this way and look at it. This is not going with this. And we can look at it and you can also help me. So that's the way I like it. Now, I want you to notice a great thing here, that is in the book called The Rapture. I want you to notice a great thing here that takes place now. Don't miss this now. Notice, the word says here in 2 Thessalonians, I've read this so many times until I feel like I'm boring you. So forgive me for that. But the word says here in 2 Thessalonians that there is three things. Notice. From the 13th to the 16th verse, there's three things that has to happen before the, look at that statement, before the Lord himself comes, before the Lord himself appears. That is before. Those three things are going to happen before. And always put them that. Always put them that. If you read it and it looks like it is here when the rapture has happened, no. Just look at it again. You're looking it wrong. The prophet is saying they are before he appears. And here he is talking about the second coming of the Lord. So before he comes to take the bride, now that happens. Those three things happen. I hope you get that. Those three things, a shout, a voice, and a trumpet happens before the Lord Jesus Christ comes to take a bride here on earth. Before, and what is taking the bride? The taking of the bride is the rapture. So before the rapture, those three things happen. I hope you can get that. Okay. Now, there's three things that has got to happen before the Lord himself appears. Before he comes, those three things has got to happen. Praise be to God. That's what he says. That's exactly what he says. So there was something that was happening here on earth. And the prophet in another quote, he says, he was revealing himself from heaven. That was the first pool, second pool, all that, the second pool and the first pool, the ministry of Brother Branham, the first pool and the second pool, that was that. It was happening before he came to take a bride. He came. Jesus Christ came and took the bride. That happened. That's in the past. Very many churches are still stuck with that. You know, you just walk here and talk like it's obvious. Very many churches in America don't know that. Very many churches, and that's the difference between us and very many people. And that, look here, There is no salvation until you come to this. Until you come to that. He has come and taken the bread. There's no salvation. That's a very serious thing. So you think you can just go there, you can breathe anything, you can take everything and breathe it and go to heaven? No. Today, the life is in the bride and the bridegroom. Amen. Outside of that, there's no salvation. There was no salvation. In every age, the message of the hour was where salvation was. Where life was. Apart from that, there was no life. In those days, there was a foolish virgin. In those churches, there were people like Nicodemus and things like that. That will be given eternal life at the day of judgment. See? That's right. That's okay. But today, there's no foolish virgin. There's no nothing. He came and took the bride. There are only two groups of people. The bride and the world. So you are either the world or the bride. The bride believes the message of the hour. What's the message of the hour? He has come. It is him and him. They are talking. And remember, he is the word. The fullness of the word has come. So the bride is taking the word. The bride is eating the word. I hope you get that. Now, listen. Any other place? In fact, I would say this. Any other place is death. Praise be to God. Let me show you something, because there was a question that was God is saying that he's not building a building. He's not building a wall. He's building a building. And every time, say that is a wall now. That is a wall. Say that was Wesley. That was the wall that God was building, the Wesley. Now, he came to a place and he had a corner. That was the corner that he had. That was Brother Branham. Is that right? Now listen. Very many people, they are called Presbyterian. They are called all these churches around here. Presbyterian, Wesleyan Church. All those churches went on. They didn't have this corner. Not to have that, they refuse to have this corner. That is death. If you continue with that, that is death. Can you get that? Now, you come with a brother, now Jesus Christ come. Now, people continued. They are called Pentecostals. They continued. They are Pentecostals of Brother Branham. They believe in Brother Branham. We are not talking about the full gospel. They are far much gone. They became denominational. They became a denomination before even Brother Branham, when Brother Branham was still preaching his message of the seven churches. Can you get that? Now, they continue. Message churches, called the message churches, who believe with Brother Branham, who carry these books. Sometimes they have more books and more quotes than us. They have more material on Brother Branham. They can give you stories about Brother Branham, more than you, more than us, praise be God. But listen, they went over. They went. What is this? This is death. This is always death. Now they come here. This was the last wall. This was the last wall to be built. He started over here. This was the last wall to be built. This was the last wall. That's why he says, this message cannot become a denomination. Why? There's nowhere else to go. The last denomination was this. That was the last denomination. A denomination of Brother Branham. Or people who believe in Brother Branham. And you talk about so close that it will deceive the very elect. These are the people. They believe in Brother Branham. They have quotes. You can argue with them with quotes. But they don't believe that he has come. He had a corner here that confused them. They refuse to be further impregnated with the fatherlands of the word. They refuse that. And when they refuse that, God divorced them. And he went over and took a bride to himself. I hope you get that. That's how serious it is. It's not a joke. It's not something that you can joke with. It's between life and death. You know, people just joke. You cannot start on the road here, on Highway 321. Start on the rest, jump there on the road, and you can't gamble like that. You can't joke like that. You want to die. There's no sorry. You're gonna be dead in a minute. You can do that. This is the same thing. You can be anywhere. Just look at what you eat. You can be eating death. You can be eating death. Wrapped up with some quotes called Christianity and the message of the hour. It's not. The message of the hour is this. Simple. The message of the hour is this. He has come and taken a bread. There is a bread age. Okay. There are three things that has to happen before he comes. Or the what to happen. That's in the past. But there were three things that were to happen before he came. All right. Before he appears. Quickly also know. He says, notice a shout, a voice, a trumpet. Okay. Then he reads that scripture there. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. That's the Thessalonians. That's I think verse 15. With the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. The three things happens. A voice, a shout, a trumpet has to happen before Jesus appears. Now shout. You might think that it's just appearing. Like he appeared in a pillar of fire. No. We are not talking about Jesus Christ appearing in the pillar of fire. Or God appearing in the pillar of fire. We are not talking about that. We are talking about his coming. We're talking about his coming. Now, shout. Jesus does all three things. That's why he uses the next word. The next word. Jesus does all three of them when he is descending. When he's coming down. To do what? The second coming of the Lord. I'm going to read a quote on that. Okay, now, my comments here. They are my comments here. Don't worry about my comments here. But my comments. He's talking about the second coming for the rapture. Remember, the subject of this tape is the rapture. Whatever he's talking about, those quotes I've read, he's talking about the rapture. So when he's talking about the appearing and when he's descending, he's talking about Jesus Christ's second coming to take a bride. And that's the rapture. That's what he's talking about. Now, Revelation 10. Revelation 10, verse 1. I think you're all familiar with that. I know you guys are tired, and I'm not going to keep you very long. I know you're tired of working. Okay. Now, Revelation 10 is his coming. Remember, Revelation 10, 1 to 6 is his coming. And sometimes I divided it very well. I showed you. I told you. Revelation 10, 1 to 6, that is his coming. Revelation 7 is Brother Branham. I said that. Revelation 7 is, and the prophet says that very plainly. Revelation 10, 7 is Brother Branham. The seven age of message. That's right. You get that? So now, listen now. So if shout and the voice and the trumpet is Brother Branham's message, then Revelation 10, 7, and shout and the voice and trumpet is just the same thing. It's Brother Branham's message. What is it? Calling people, gathering people. What is it? Listen. It's for running, telling the people, you people, remember he's coming. Get ready, and come. Revive your wilderness. Come, because he's coming. Who is he? The Word. So that when he comes, you get to the Word. So he's calling you. This is calling. Get ready. I'm going to get there maybe. So Revelation 10. I don't know why I just like talking about this is doctrine. This is doctrine. but yeah, I love it. I maybe it might be, but I love it. Okay. No. See, Revelation 10. What is Revelation 10? 7. The mighty angel coming down from heaven. That's the mighty angel coming down from. Who is he? The prophet says that is Christ. In another quote, the prophet says that is the seventh seal. What is seventh seal? Is he's coming? Coming for what? For the bride. Is that right? So Revelation 10 is his coming. So before he comes, before Revelation 10, Revelation 7, Revelation 10, 7. Who is that? Brother Branham. What is he doing? He is forerunning. He is restoring all those things. You talk about restoring or anything, that's what he's doing. No. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, Revelation 10 is the second coming. Okay. Now, you see, I'm just not making that up. That's this Lord. Read it. So before he comes, before Revelation 10 now, shout and the voice has got to happen. I put that there to show you that was his coming. Now, the sounding of the seventh angel's message. Now, the sounding of the seventh angel's message. The mystery of God should be finished. That's Revelation 10, 7. Not Revelation 10, 1. There's a very big difference between Revelation 10, 1 to 6 and Revelation 10. And sometimes the prophet just says Revelation 10 and leaves. It's just, but there's a difference. There's a difference between Revelation 10, 1 to 6, Revelation 10, 7, and Revelation 10, 8 to 10, to 11. There's a difference. What is Revelation 10, 1 to 6 is him coming down. A mighty angel coming down. He says, that is Christ. No, what is Revelation 10:7? Revelation 10:7 is for running. Praise be to God. And Revelation 10:7 is actually revelation of the seven seals. Revelation of the seven seal is the church ages. That's a serious segregation, anyways. But that is right. That is right. Now, what about Revelation 10:8-11? Is the bride becoming one with Christ when he comes? Exactly. You remember that? John was told to eat the book. Eat the book, is that right? And it will be bitter in the mouth. Is it? No, bitter in the stomach, but sweet in the mouth. Is that right? Yeah, what is that? That is the bride becoming the word. Exactly. That is him and him becoming one. And when you become one with him, when you vindicate him here on earth, when you show him, when you display him here on earth, people have at you, people hate you, and everything like that. People hate him. Hate the world. Praise be to God. That's exactly right. And it will be bitter. And that's him. That is him. That is the bride becoming him. Okay, now, that's Revelation 10 now. But let's get here. So he's talking about Revelation 10, 7. I don't have time to read everything, but been declared by the prophets. Now, look here. The message of the mystery of God should be declared. That's paragraph 40. I'm still in paragraph 40. God should be finished. That's been declared by his prophets. Read that, the next thing. That's the prophets who has wrote the word. Who is that? Praise be to God. So Brother Branham, what was Brother Branham doing? Brother Branham was opening this book. Can you get that? Not the unwritten words. The book that has been written by the prophets. He was opening that. Shout, voice, trumpet was opening the Bible. Can you get that? That was the message of Brother Branham. What? Opening the Bible. The written word, not the unwritten words. Revelation 10:7 is the written word. Opening all the written word. Revelation 10:6 is the unwritten word. It's Jesus Christ is the ladder. What is a ladder? A ladder is a voice of God. It's a voice of God to the bride. Are you getting it, Rebecca? Don't get lost. All right. Okay. So that's the prophets who wrote. Has declared to his prophets. That's the prophets who has wrote the word. And at the sounding of the seventh church age, the last church age, all the ruses that through these church ages has been progged out will be ooed up together. That's exactly right. So we're going to go down there, and he's going to say he didn't have his own message. I'm going to read a quote like that. He didn't have his own. What was his message? His message was, Paul, Wesley, all that brought together here. Can you get that? That's a bit confusing. It's not. Just look at, he had no message of his own. What was his message? This seventh age message, his message was all those messages brought here. What is that? That's resurrection. Getting Paul here, getting Irenaeus here, getting all that, getting them here in the seventh church age. In the seventh church, that was his message. Okay, but let's go slowly. I think I'm going beyond myself. And when the seals are broke, now look here, to show that Revelation 10, because there are some people who say Revelation 10, 1 to 6, is not his coming. This is just appearing. Now, the prophet is going to say, when the seals are broke and the mystery is revealed, down comes the angel, the messenger, Christ, setting his foot upon the land and upon the sea, with a rainbow over his head. Now remember, this seventh angel is on earth. Brother Branham is on earth at his coming. Now, just as John, who was John for running? Who was John for running? Jesus Christ, the first coming, right? What was the commission in Ohio River? As John the Baptist for running the first coming, I was sent with a message to forerun the second. So, Brother Branham, This message of Brother Branham, the seventh age message, is forerunning. It's like John. He's forerunning the second coming of the Lord. Now, let's jump. I have so much on that. Now, let's read paragraph 43, because a lot of people get confused with that, because of that. That confuses people. Let's read it. I didn't intend to read that, but it looks like there's something here. Let me just read a bit. All right, let's go there. Paragraph 43. If we don't finish, that's okay. And I'm looking at my time here. And we realize that in the scriptures, over in Malachi 4, there's to be one like John. So he says there's to be one like John, okay? Malachi 4. And Elijah, to whom the word of God comes. That brother, isn't that Brother Branham brothers? That's Brother Branham with the spirit of Elijah. That's a prophet, isn't it? Who was accurately told that he was to forerun the second coming of the Lord. I think that's not where I thought it was, but that's okay. I think I'm going to get it down here. Okay. Let's jump to paragraph 47, just the red part. And here he returns back in the 10th chapter after the coming time, that all the mysteries is to be finished. What is this that he's calling a coming time? Remember, this is a bit confusing also. Remember, he's calling it a coming time. It looks like there were two comings. A coming time, but he came with to come to the second coming after he was warned that was the second coming. But there was another coming here like that. No, this is it. This is it. During this time of the shout, of the voice, of the trumpet, God came from heaven and tabernacled in one man. Can you get that? Can you get that? That is confusing. Listen. This is what happened. This is what happened. The first pool and the second pool. The second pool, God was in one man. That was not his coming. That was not his coming. That's the confusion that's there. That was in the church ages. That was in that. Get it clear. That was in the church ages. The second pool. What was the second pool? The second pool, the prophet says, he's been revealing himself in a few years. In a few years, he's been revealing himself. That was 1958. What was 1958? 1958 was the second pool. What was the second pool? It was a pool, it was a kind of a call. Come. Is that right? What is a pool? A pool is a call. It's a call. Come, it's gathering. The work is to gather. So the second pool was actually gathering. What was it? Praise be to God. What happened with Nathaniel? What happened with Nathaniel? Remember Nathaniel? Yeah, Nathaniel, when he was decided, it was, what is the second pool? The second pool was discernment, is right? Do you remember that? It was discernment. Nathaniel was told, you are an Israelite without guile. He looked at him and said, what? How did you know me? He said, before you are underneath there with Philip, I saw you. He said, what? And he was pulled. That was the pulling. He was pulled to what? He was pulled to Christ. How about the woman and the well? It was a pool. It was the second. What was it? God. People here, right? This is one man. Remember, this is one man that God has tabernacled in. And Brother Branham was one man that God tabernacled in him. The prophet says in a few quotes, he says, I think 1959, he says, God was revealing himself from heaven that time. I think I can read that quote sometimes. God was not here on earth yet. He's still not come. He's just in one man. The seals were not revealed. Remember that? The seals were not revealed. So he came and in that God in one man, he was saying that polygamy is wrong. Because the spirit of truth had not come. Remember that? The seals were not revealed. The book was not open yet. Can you get that? But God in one man, creating schools and doing all that thing. Yes, creating the schools were created before the third pool. What was the third pool? The third, listen. This is not difficult. What was the third pool? The third pool was him being poured in the bride, getting the bride. That was the third pool. That is when he came and tabernacled now. And for 3 years, for whatever Brother Branham was doing, when the sins were revealed, all that time God was pouring himself, God was kenosing himself into the bride. That was his work. And at a certain stage, it was done. And Brother Branham had to get away now. The shark had no work now. The shark, the seed was strong enough to stay with himself. He can go now. Although still we are here with him. We are still talking about him. Praise be to God. But remember, this is just written. This is what we're reading. God is speaking to each and every man's heart. Because this revelation cannot come by any other way. This revelation can only come by him. It's only him who can talk to that. It's a voice. Is it called sweet something something in your heart? It's a voice. And you know this is revealed. You even don't know. You cannot even explain it, but you know it's revealed. You cannot even preach. You cannot even explain it, but you know it's revealed. That voice is what God does. Okay, now, finished. And the seals are to be broke. Okay. He turned back. So that was the mist. That was the second pool. That was the second pool. And he's talking about the coming time that all the mysteries is to be finished. That was the coming. He came and all the mysteries were finished. And the seals are to be broke. The seals were to be broke. At what time? The seals were to be broke at that. During the second pool. During the second pool is when the seals were broke. And proclaiming that time is no more. And he said, when the seventh angel has begun to sound, then the mystery should be finished. And time, listen to this, and time for the angel to appear. So the great mighty angel had not appeared. So when the seals are open, when the book is open, now it's time for the mighty angel to appear. That is for the great mighty angel to come and marry a bride. Okay. Somewhere, right now, notice now he goes something like that. I was like, I don't know whether I will read all that, but let me just try to read it. Because I don't know why I put it here. The whole revelation of Jesus Christ is completed in the word, in this word. See, that's paragraph 146. I have I have not put the whole paragraph. It's so big. The whole revelation of question and answers. The whole revelation of Jesus Christ is all completed in this word, see. And if the seven seals pertain to the seven churches, he says, if, then he continues. If it pertains to the church ages, it had to be already passed because we are in the Laodicean church age. We are in the Laodicean church age. So that has got to be passed. And the seven seals was only revealing what they had left off back there. And it opened up what they had left. What Luther left, what Wesley left, and all the reformers and Pentecostals, and down to the present age. That's what he was doing. Okay? I hope you get that. Okay. Now. God gives signs. God gives signs, scriptural signs of a voice. Remember when Moses, what's a sign given for? It's to attract. The sign of the second pool, reading your mind and hearing, all that was a sign. What was it for? What was it for? It was calling. It was calling you. The shout, the voice is calling you. Brother Brown's work was to call you. He was calling people to go where? There was a place he wanted them to go. There was a place where God wanted the bride to go. Where? We're going to read down there. Maybe we don't get that. Okay. There's a place that he wants to come out. In fact, one of the quotes, he says that he was calling. There were two things that he was doing. This message of Brother Brown was doing. One, this message of Brother Brown was doing one thing, or two things. He was calling two people. He was calling, listen very carefully, it was calling the people, the Gentile from the Pentecostal, that is the church ages, from the church ages, from the Pentecostalism. Can you get that? Can you get that? From your Pentecostal churches, from the churches, he was calling the Christians, the Gentiles, come out of my people, is that right? He was doing that, Brother Brown was doing that. Two, to go where? To go to Christ, telling them, Christ is coming. Get ready, Christ is coming. So get out of her, my people, and get to Christ. Can you get that? So get ready, he's coming. Can you get that? Now, he was also doing something. He was the same person, one person, called William Branham, with a message. When he opened the Bible, listen, when he opened the Bible, that was to call the Jews, the Israel, from their traditions of slaughtering lambs and things like that, sacrificing. Can you get that? And the Jewish tradition, to what? To come to Christ. Get out of that. Get out of those. Come. He's coming. All right. Okay. He says, what is a sign given for? It's to attract attention. A sign is to attract attention. That is what the second pool was. That is what the discernment was. Is to attract the attention. What was it for? To call. Do you understand? How many understands? Lift up your hand. Do you understand? Lift up your hand. Do you understand? It's to attract. It's to call. It's calling. When people realized that Brother Branham had this gift of hearing, they were coming from everywhere to come. Is that right? That was an attraction. Is that right? That was an attraction. What was the second thing? The second thing that happened was discernment. What was it? It's bringing them even closer. What is it? We knew that this is a man of God. But not only that, we know this is God. Can you get that? So if that mouth speaks, now it will speak God. Is that right? Can you get that? If that mouth speaks, If that mouth is actually speaking and telling me my name, my everything, that man has God. Is right? God is in this man, one man. It's like Jesus Christ was here on earth, God in one man. Is right? It is discernment. It's called discernment. It's called the discernment. It's the second pool. If that second pool is like that, then we know. Then we know. So when he spoke and he says, "Thus saith the Lord has told me," even things that we don't know, like the first trumpet, is it called the first trumpet here? When the first trumpet sounded, there was this, the second trumpet, he said, "This is it." Even if we didn't know, we realized this is him. He says, "If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. But whoever is telling me is who has done all these things." What is it? He's pointing you back to where God was calling you. Can't you see that God was telling you who I am? Can you get that? Whoever is telling me is the one who has been with me. And now, thousands and thousands of them, and none of them has failed one single time. I've been calling you, I've been telling you this, you come. What? This is now him. He's taken the steering wheel has been taken away from my head. It's not me no more, it's him. Accept him now. What was he doing? He was pouring him into the bride's, heart. That was the third pool. The first pool and second pool was calling him to get into that pool. That's where he wanted. What is that pool? That pool is him. That pool is the ladders. That pool is him talking. It's God's voice. Who is the word? In the beginning was the word. The word was. What is God? God is the word. Is right? He's him. That word is him. Get into that. Get into that word. Be one with that word. Can you get that? All that calling was to call you to get into this. All right. Okay. Okay. Attracts attention. Then if the sign doesn't have any voice, if it's just a sign, that's a show off, is right? It's not doing anything. The sign should actually, a sign that has a voice. What is a voice? A voice is the word of God, is right? To take you to the word of God, is right? A sign is to take people to the word of God. It's to make people aware that God is here. God is here now. And whatever God is going to say, go to it, is the word. What is it? It's calling you. That's exactly what I'm... A voice. And if the sign gives the same old characteristics, doesn't have any voice. Okay. Then if the sign doesn't have any voice, just hearing, discernment, is the problem. Then the sign is not right. That sign is not right. And if the sign gives the same old ecclesiastical sign, I do a miracle. If Brother Barham came and did miracles here and said, Jesus is good. We know Jesus is good. We don't need that. That's not it. That sign is wrong to tell us Jesus is good. Praise be to God. It must be a voice. It should not never be that old. Do you understand what I mean by that? That old ecclesiastical voice. What is that? That old thing, rapture thing, things like that in the Bible. No, it's not like that. It's something new. It's something completely new. He's getting it. To know that Jesus Christ is good, I don't need a miracle. No attention is needed. Everybody knows. You go around saying, even in bars and everywhere, you can talk about Jesus Christ. Everybody knows about Jesus Christ. So you don't need miracles and things like that. Okay, now, have any voice? Then the sign is not right. And if the sign gives the same old ecclesiastical voice, that sign isn't God, isn't from God. If that voice hasn't got a change, what is it? Okay. If that voice hasn't got a change, and that change must be scriptural sign, must be scriptural voice, must be scriptural. Yeah. Say, for instance, his denominational voice followed a certain sign. God never sent that. We have had denominations all these years. It's got to be something different. It's got to be thus saith the Lord in the scripture. God's got to promise it by the word, and then sign is to attract the people attention to it. And then the voice follows the sign. That's the doctrine goes with it. That's the doctrine that goes with it. So this calling, this shout and things like that, that was actually calling, and this was to attract people. That's what I'm saying. Okay, now, shout, voice. I don't know my time. My time is 8:03. Okay, I'm trying to look at time. Shout, maybe I'm doing good in this. Shout, voice and a trumpet is the seventh message. That's what I'm saying. You can differ with me, and disagree means okay. Don't feel bad if you don't see it the way I see it. Okay, don't feel bad. Those who are listening in, if you don't see it the way I see it, don't even pretend that you're seeing it. If you're not seeing it, it's okay. What is wrong with that? It's all right if you're not seeing it. That's okay. We are still friends and we can talk. All right, now. Shout, voice, and a trumpet. It's the seventh ages message. The prophet says there, paragraph 41, the rapture. The first thing that comes when he starts descending from heaven, there's a shout. There's a shout. What is it? A message to gather the people together. That's the purpose of that. That's the purpose of the shout. In another quote, it's not here, but the prophet says, it is in the tapes. It is in tapes. Yeah. Okay, it was in tapes. Okay. All right, it was tapes. Okay. What is it? It's a message to gather the people together. Now look at the next statement. Look at this next statement. A message comes forth first. Look at that. Now, lamb. When was the lamb trimming time? When was lamb trimming time? Don't worry, ma'am. I usually say, you come here and sleep. Don't worry. Don't worry. And if you doze a bit, I know, sister, you woke up very early in the morning and sometimes you don't even sleep at night. Don't worry. Sleep. Sleep. Don't worry. That's right. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you cannot come to church because you're going to sleep. No, come here. Here, sleeping here is better than sleeping at home. So just feel okay. Just feel okay. I know you're trying. You're struggling. And God rewards that. Don't forget that God rewards that. Your struggles that you are struggling for so much for him. For him, I'm struggling to hear something. God is rewarding that. Don't feel like you had better stay at home because you are sleepy. Come here, sleep here. That's okay. All right. Because you know, when we talk like that. You wake up and you hear one word pass. You got that. Maybe two passed. That's okay. That's okay. God will bring them back again sometimes. So don't worry. Don't worry about those things. All right. Okay. One thing comes when he starts descending from heaven, there's a shout. What is it? A message to get the people together. What is the message to get the people together? Look at that. Look at that. So that you can see my argument that it is not actually when he's here. It's a ram. What is ram trimming time? What is ram trimming time? Do you remember? How many remembers the ram trimming time? Remember that? The ram trimming time was before Jesus Christ came. How many knows that? When there were five foolish virgins and five wise virgins. Praise be to God. Do you remember that? And they were told, wake up. Jesus Christ is coming. And trim your ram. And they went to trim their ram, and some of them didn't have oil. Is that right? Can you get that? What was it? He was coming. That time was he's coming. He had not come. He had not come. The virgin, the foolish virgin, the wise virgin, the parable of that shows he had not come. He had not come. He's still descending. Okay. A message comes forth. What is a shout? A shout was a trimming, a ram trimming time before Jesus Christ comes. Okay, first. Now, ram trimming time. Rise and trim your rams. What was that? What was that? The seventh, not sixth. What was seventh? That was the seventh church age. And I would like to tell you one time, I would like to preach one time that was the type of the millennium. It was not the millennium, but it was the type of the church millennium. But that's another day. That was something else. Rise and trim your rams. What watch was that? The seventh. Not the sixth. The seventh. That was the seventh church age. That was during the seventh church. So it was the seventh church age where the shout was there. The shout was there in the seventh church age. Okay, now. Behold, the bride will come. It's not come. Behold. What do you say in Swahili? Ebu agaria. Anakuja. Ebu jitarishen, isn't it? Get ready! I think the Canadians are very happy with that. I've spoken a bit of Swahili. He's coming! Be ready! Get ready! Get ready! Trim your arms! Get ready! He's coming! He's not come yet, but he's coming. Can you get that? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Rise and trim your arms. I think why people think that I'm not a very good man is because I don't come with a big message like, I'm sorry. I just get in between the sentences and get something that is not really getting together. And it's so small, looks so small. But to me, when I bring it here, it's something that I'm seeing people are messing up with it. Yeah. Praise God. So I'm just getting in there and just, Is it called splitting hairs? Splitting hairs. Is it called splitting hairs? That's okay. I split hairs. I think it's important to be right, to be correct, to be 100% correct on this one. I think. That's what I think. Okay. We even have any oil in the Arabs. But Islam trimming time. It's Malachi 4. What is Malachi 4? People think because it's Malachi 4, then that's rapture. No. Malachi 4 was simply, listen to me, Malachi 4 was simply a man here with the spirit of Elijah. That is what Malachi 4 is. That's what Malachi 4 is. It's a man here with the spirit of Elijah. Now, what is Luke 17 that? So Luke 17 that is as it was in the days of Sodom. A man passed by at the tent of Abraham. Is that right? What is it? A man, one man that had God in him. Can you get that? Are you getting it? What? He created the man. He did, and got into it. He got another one. Gabriel get in. Get another one. Om would get into it. And the three angels walked and came to Abraham's tent. Is that right? That was one man that had God. Not three. Remember, not three. Not three people. Not three people that had God. The others were angels. And the problem is, today, those angels are who? Or Robert and who? And Billy Graham, is right? But there's one man here that had God. In 1958, 1950 something, there, around there, that was one man that had God. Like, one man who had God at the tent of Abraham. That was the second pool. That was not the third pool. That was the second pool. Okay. Messiah. And all those prophecies that can perfectly set in order for this day. In the scripture, we see living right here. There's a shout. Paragraph 156. I'm just running. Shout. A message getting the people ready. Can you get that? A message. What is it? A shout was getting the people ready. Not the third pool. The second pool and the first pool. Therefore, the message calls the bride together. And there's a question that I'm read. Maybe if I have time. There's a question that I'll read. Will the people gather? Will the bride gather somewhere? In fact, he was asking whether they will gather in the east. Okay, I'm going to finish later. No. Therefore, the message calls the bride together. See, the shout gathers the people together. Now, let me go down. Compare with the voice now. Let's look at the voice. So we know now that the shout is to gather the people together. Is the message, is right? Gathering the people together, is right? Now, what about the voice? If I'm saying that they are all three together, they are the same. I'm saying they are the same. Voice and shout and trumpet the same. Now the question would be, the question that you would ask me as an atheist is, are you looking at me now? The question would ask me, why are they called different names? Why is this a shout, a voice? Because they are going to different people. Why are you looking at me like that, Rebecca? Because they are, yes, senior. Where is the shout going? The shout is going to the bride, to the Gentile bride. The shout is a message going to the Gentile bride. Get out of your Pentecostalism and message and Wesleyan and get out of there. Can you get that? Get out of there. Come, because he's coming. Get ready, he's coming. Can you get that? Now, what about the voice? The same message. Now listen, I'm going to show you. The same message is the one that is going to call. The same message of Brother Branham is going to call the dead. Same message. I would like to preach. First, I don't want to preach. I want to bring something like the resurrection. There's a very big, in fact, I got this when I was reading about, when I was trying to look at the resurrection. There's a very big confusion about the resurrection. And the prophet, when he talks, he goes there, he calls this resurrection, he calls this other one resurrection, he calls this resurrection, and he calls like four things that he calls resurrection. Until you go there, you wonder, where is the resurrection? They need to be put together. God help us to put them together. Where is he calling this resurrection? Where is putting this resurrection? What is this resurrection? How many resurrections do we have? We need to come to that. Praise be to God. But this voice of Brother Branham, of the seventh angel message, of the opening of the Bible, brings the dead also. That's the voice. The voice calls the dead. Who are the dead? The bride. Remember, nobody else is called but the bride by this voice. Nobody comes. Nobody comes here except the bride. Just like in the rapture, In the, no. In the, like in the millennium, and I'm not going to talk about that, but like in the millennium, nobody else rose. Nobody else had the resurrection except the bride. And the rest lived not until after the rapture, after the millennium. So is this also. Only people who resurrect now is the bride. It's only the bride. What happens with them? They come to the rapture. Remember, they were also waiting. Remember, they were also waiting for Jesus Christ. Maybe that's a confusing. That's very confusing. They were also waiting for Jesus Christ. When the prophet went, oh, why are you looking at me like that? Are you getting it? Listen, when Brother Bram went to the people that were in the fifth dimension, what did they tell him, Brother Michael? They told him, I want to go to Jesus. He said, you cannot go to Jesus. He said, we are all waiting for him. We are in the sixth dimension. The dead, Paul, and them, they were waiting for him. Praise it, God. So they must come. They must come. They must come. The voice goes to them. The same voice. The voice, and the prophet says, the voice and the shout are the same. We now know the shout. What's the shout? The message of Brother Branham. The message of the revealing of the seals. The revealing of the seals was in the church ages. The revealing of the seals, restoration, all these things is the same, one and the same thing. That also goes to the dead. How? We can talk about that maybe sometimes. Not right. Getting the brain together. The second is the voice of the resurrection. The same voice, that loud voice in St. John, they called Lazarus. Come forth. What is it? This is a shout. Also is a voice. With a long shout, come forth. And they'll come. What is it? Let me just put something there as I go. This is because the prophet had Paul here. The message of Paul. When he talks about the people, he does not talk about this. The prophet says, I've never even seen you. I've never seen you. What is he talking about? About the word. The soul, the word. So the word of Paul, the soul of Paul was here. Is that right? The word that was preached the people for is here. So the prophet preaches it. It's here. He brings it here. Okay, that's another. I know that's. I know Rebecca can argue with me on that, but we can talk. Getting the bread together and the resurrection of the dead, see? Getting the bread together and the resurrection of the dead, see? To be caught up with it. Where are we going to be caught up with it? All this is being done because he's coming. All this is being done. He's here. He's coming. So that after all this, the dead and everybody is being caught. We'll be caught up with him. We'll be in the rapture. Is that right? Can you get that? That calling that all this is happening because he's coming. Get ready, he's coming. And when he comes, all that are caught up by that message and they get to him. The dead and the Gentiles that are alive. Those who arrive and remain. Praise be to God. So now another argument about death. We must die. All of us must die. All of us. Death is a must. Death is a must. Okay. There's another argument out there. And it's good. It's good. People, when you see people arguing, it's because they study. Yeah. That's why they argue. That's why they talk. They argue. If you don't study, if you don't listen to message, if you don't, can you imagine now getting a man here, getting a man around here? Like my friend across the road, I love him very much. I need to go see him, Brother Don. Maybe Michael and Don can take me. He's a friend, your neighbor there, your neighbor. I think he's been sick. I've not seen him for a long time, that old man. Eh? He passed away. He passed away? Oh, I didn't know that. He did? Yeah. Next to, he passed away? Oh, I'm so sorry. He was my friend. I really would have liked to see him. He was my good friend. I'm sorry about that. Oh, I'm sorry about that. So I was just giving an example. Because we met sometimes around there, and he gave me some scraps, and told me to go to his house, and I got some scraps. He gave me a box and things like that. And I thought, and the first mind, you know, you think about, how are you going to start this? How am I going to start this? How am I going to start and bring it like that? And sometimes you just get there and you get dry completely. You don't know what to say. Like that. And but this is my point. People cannot get this. People don't know what this is. People don't know nothing about this. Praise be to God. They don't know. Okay. The next is what? Is a trump. Okay. A bride to get together. The resurrection of the dead. See? To be caught up with it. Now watch the three things takes place. Watch the three things takes place. The next is what? Is a trumpet. A voice, a shout, and a voice, a trumpet. Okay. The next thing is the resurrection of the sleeping bride. The ones died back in the other ages. They are caught together. They are caught together. When these are being caught, these are also caught, and they are caught up together. Okay, I'm saying that's a very deep subject about the world. Actually, that is a very, very big thing about the people and the resurrection. Now, the same one, he with a loud voice, he screamed out with a shout, and a voice, and a walk, and woke Lazarus with a loud voice. He cried, Lazarus, come forth, see? And the voice wakes up the sleeping bride, the sleeping dead, the people that are dead, it wakes up. So the voice is to go to them. Okay, now, how about the until it comes to that last angel. Now, that last angel has no certain message. I just put there to show you what it means. That angel doesn't have any particular message. Now, he has no certain mystery. But he gathers up all that's been lost in the other ages. All the truths that was, he talks about, Ruth, Wesley, all that. And there are some quotes that can go with that very well. There's one that's actually very good that says that is the resurrection. It's in the book called Leadership. That is the resurrection. Luther, Wesley, all come here. That's the first seal. Now, what about the trumpet? Now, we know the voice, is right? The voice is... okay. Now, down here, I don't know where. Gathering them... Can you go down there, brother? Can you go down there? Down there. We are going to go up again down there before you come to the gathering them together to get into him when he came. Can you go there? Up there, paragraph 170. There's paragraph 170 there. Paragraph 170. Paragraph 171. Paragraph 171. Watch the shout and the voice over here. The same thing that is coming. It's the same. Can you see he's saying the shout? Do you know the shout? The shout is the message of Brother Branham in the seven churches, right? He says it's the same. It's the same with the voice. It's the same thing with the voice. Can you get that? Now, let's back up. What about the trumpet? Now, we know the shout. We know the voice. It's the same thing. We know what the shout is, then is it. Even if you don't understand how that voice is a resurrection, just say it's the same. Just say what the prophet is. They are the same thing. Okay? Just say that. That's the same thing. Because he said the same thing. You know you cannot go wrong when you say what he says. When he says the same thing, just say it's the same thing. I can explain to you when we get time. How are they the same? How is the voice and the shout the same? How does this message of Brother Ram resurrect? I'll come with that. In fact, I have a subject here that I really wanted to bring. This was the diversion. I just came to this after I had wanted to bring this resurrection and things like that. So let's put that aside. Let's come to the trumpet. What is the trumpet? Now, let's come. We are talking about that shout was to gather. That to gather the people, telling them, get ready. Gather here because he's coming, okay? So that you get him. You get into him when he comes. Get out of all my people so they get to him. And I'm saying the same voice. Listen, the voice is the same voice. Now we go to the trumpet. The voice was going to the dead, is right? The shout was going to the living, is right? The Gentile that was living, is right? Now the trumpet goes where? The trumpet goes to the Jews, is right? The trumpet goes to the Jews. Have you get that? Eh? Okay. Let's go to the Feast of Trumpets, paragraph 270. And at the same time now, as soon as this church, the bread is drawn together by the shout. It's not doesn't say that. But by the shout. As soon as they are drawn together, she's taken up. She's taken up. What is taken up? She goes to Christ. She gets into Christ. Is that right? She gets into the rapture. Is that right? She's caught up. Is that right? She goes up. And that mystery of the seventh seal. What's the seventh seal? Because he comes down. The seventh seal is his coming. So he comes down. Or the seventh seal, the mystery of going. And the Jews. What is the Jews? Jews are called by that trumpet. It's the same voice. I hope you get that. It's the same voice of Brother Branham. What was the first trumpet? Who knows what the first trumpet was? The first trumpet was sounded by Paul. It's simple. Don't be, you know, people talk like, no, it's not mystery. It's simple. The first trumpet was sounded by Paul. The second trumpet was sounded by Irenaeus. The third trumpet was sounded by Martin. The third trumpet was sounded by Corubius, is that right? The fifth was sounded by Ruther, is that right? The fifth was sounded by Ruther. The sixth was sounded by Wesley. Can you get that? The seventh was sounded by Brother Branham. Can you get that? So the seventh trumpet is, what is a trumpet? A trumpet is a gospel trumpet. A seal opens from heaven, a mystery comes, so the messenger of the age takes it and blows it, and goes around bring it. What is it? It's a message. It's a messenger taking the message to the people. That's a trumpet. Can you get that? So what is the message? What is the seventh trumpet? The seventh trumpet is the message of the seventh age, in the seventh church age. Simple. But he's taken also, the Malachi 4 is taken by God, the mouth and everything. And he pours, with that he pours himself through the mouth of Brother Ram to the bride. He uses him for the bride. Don't, is it ruin or do your body in any way? What is the word that you use? My English is getting away because of talking Kikuyu so much. don't destroy your body in any way. Don't ruin your body in any way. Don't defile. That. Don't defile your body in any way. I have a job that I will do with you. Praise be to God. That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, see the seventh seal, the mystery of going. And the juice is called, listen, the juice is called by the mystery of the seventh. What is the seventh trumpet? What is the seventh trumpet? We have to say. What is the first trumpet? Paul's message. What is the seventh trumpet? Brother Brandon's message. Can you get that? Yeah. The Jews are called by the same thing that caused the Gentiles. The same thing. There are two things. They also don't go to two Jesuses. The bride is taken by the Lord Jesus Christ, and the 144 goes to him. Same. But they are the bride, there's the bride, and there's the servants. How they are divided, I don't know. What advantages they have, I don't know. But a wife is greater in the eyes of the husband than the servant. That's all I know. Can you get that? So 144,000 is the servants. 144,000 is the servants. The bride is the bride. Bride is God. Okay. See, the mystery of going. The Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is the two witnesses. The two witnesses is actually Brother Branham when he opens the Bible. The message of Brother Branham when he opens the Bible. Not the ladders, the Bible. Opening the Bible takes the Jews to the ladders. The Bible, the opening of the Bible, the opening of the seven seals, the opening of that calls the Jews from their traditions of the Jews tradition and come, he's coming. So this calls them, and when they come, they get into. There's a calling. Shout, trumpet, they are all the same. There's a calling. He's gathering them to come to get there. Okay. Okay. Trumpet, which is two with prophets. And Moses, and they come back. And they swear the Pentecostals is all mixed up. They are looking for something to happen. The church is gone, and that's to the Jews. Now remember, and I told you, I would bring this great trumpet. I'm going to read it very fast here so that I finish. I'm just about to finish now. I'm talking about the trumpet now. Now remember, and I told you, I would bring back this great trumpet. He said, what would you do over here in Israel? He said, what is the great trumpet? The great trumpet is the seventh trumpet. Can you get that? The great trumpet is the seventh trumpet. The seventh trumpet is the great trumpet. Now, what is the great trumpet? The great trumpet is the trumpet that opens all this. The great trumpet is the trumpet that brings Paul, Irenaeus, all of them here. Can you get that? And opens his Bible. That's the great trumpet. Can you get that? Okay, now. Okay. He said, what would you do here over here in Isaiah? He said, the great trumpet would sound. The great trumpet. Not the trumpets now. Can you get that? Not the trumpets now. The feast of the trumpets. Brother Branham is the feast of the trumpets. Are you getting it? Rebecca, are you getting it? No, you don't getting it. Brother Branham is one trumpet, is right? This one is the seventh trumpet, is right? What is the seventh trumpet? The seventh trumpet is the message. is the seventh angel message. Is right? That's the seventh trumpet, is right? The seventh trumpet. That seventh trumpet is the great trumpet. Can you get that? Can you get that? Now is the feast of the trumpets. Let me ask you a question. What is the first trumpet? Paul sounded it. Is that see? Seventh seal. He explains it very well here. There he says the first one was Paul. And he comes to the last one, is it right? So who sounded the first trumpet? Paul. Who sounded the third trumpet? Irenaeus. Who sounded the fourth trumpet? Like that. Can you get that? So the seventh trumpet, we have a feast of them. He brings all of them. He brings Paul. He brings Irenaeus. He brings all of them. And here at the eighth, at the seventh trumpet, we have a feast of them all.
That's right.
What is a feast? We are eating them. We are eating Paul. We are eating Irenaeus. We have a feast of, let's say, goat eating. In Kenya, we have goat eating. What is that called? A feast of goat eating, is it right? Goat eating feast, is it right? Now here at the seventh, we have a feast of the trumpets. We have a feast where we are eating trumpets. What are we eating, Brother Michael? Paul. The whole thing is, opened, is it right? Now we are eating the whole thing. The whole thing is brought here and we are eating it. Can you get that? So that is called the feast of the trumpets. I hope you understand. How many understand what I'm saying? Not agreeing, you know, might disagree, but how many understand what I'm saying? Understanding. good. That's good. Just understand. If I'm wrong, correct me. I might be wrong, you know. I don't know. I don't know many things, but I try just to study and look at it the way I look at it. And I can be wrong. Please help me if you think I'm wrong. And we are good friends. Don't let me go to hell with something that is wrong, holding something that is not right, Brother Michael. So help me. Please help me. Okay. No trumpets now. Feast of trumpets. What is the feast of trumpet? He says, there is two of them. Two of what? Two of them. What is Moses and Elijah? The prophet said, it's all the New Testament. Is that right? There's two of them. What is it? Is the seventh trumpet, which is actually Revelation 10, verse 7, the opening of this. The seventh trumpet, what was the work of the seventh trumpet? The seventh trumpet opens the Bible. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Is right? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. When it shall begin to sound. Is right? And the prophet, we have read that quote up there, that it is the opening of the written word. Is right? That is the trumpet. It's the great trumpet. That trumpet, when it opens, it's actually Moses and Elijah standing there. Moses and Elijah are not two guys in Israel. Moses and Elijah is the word, is the Bible. When it opens, that is Moses and Elijah. When Moses and Elijah start there, and when they see it, that's when they see how they poked, how they had hold of, no, and they come crying. Each family coming to him. And they say, just like that trumpet, they hear like, They were hearing when it was being sounded to call people because Joseph was passing. Now this was according, they were being called by the seventh trumpet to come because there is another Joseph here. Another Joseph has come. And another Joseph has come and married Asenath. Asenath and Joe. Asenath, Joe has come, Joseph has come and married Asenath. Brothers, come, and they come crying to him. Can you get that? Who calls them? The seventh angel. I hope you get that. The seventh angel. The seventh angel is the one who calls them. The seventh trumpet. The prophet says in another quote, now I'm not talking about the two witnesses, but the prophet says in another quote that the seventh angel, the Gentile Elijah goes and picks Moses, and they go. And the prophet says, it be one person. That was. Why does he speak like that? Because it is not meant for everybody. It's only the bride who can see it. It's only the bride who can see it. Everybody else will be groping on the darkness. And they will never see it. This is not for public. It will never be open to the public. It's only for the bride. That's why he speaks like that. Praise be to God. Okay. Now, okay, let me finish so that I can let you go. Now remember, and I told you I would bring that, okay, I've read that. to call a trumpet. There's two of them, Moses and Elijah, to call the trumpet. One trumpet, two people, two people, right? One trumpet to Moses and Elijah. That is Old and New Testament. Okay. To call the trumpet. But under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord. Under the great trumpet, the coming of, it is to announce the coming of the Lord. To announce what? To announce the coming of the Lord. What is it? To announce Joseph. Is that right? To announce Joseph. To announce Joseph is coming. Joseph returning. It is, who is Joseph? Who is Joseph? Joseph is a type of Christ. Christ is coming. Christ is returning. Get ready. Moses and Elijah telling, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Ram trimming them. You Jews, leave your traditions of slaughtering rams and things like that. Come, he's coming. Get ready. Come, he's coming. Joseph is returning. Okay, returning. See, all the nations would assemble at Jerusalem. I would not have read that, but let me read it, because sometimes down there, people confuse. You find that in the book of Isaiah, I just give it to you a while ago, one of these chapters we read, that's Isaiah 18:1-3, and Isaiah 27:12-13, is where he sounds the trumpet, and all of the nations will recognize Israel in her homeland. Do you see, the Bible says that all the people will gather in, all nations will gather in Israel. Do you see that? The gathering of Israel, all people gathering in Israel, means this. Means that every nation will recognize Israel as a nation. That's what it means. Okay, now the third thing is a trumpet, which always at the feast of the trumpets is calling. What was the trumpet called doing? It was calling people to a feast. It was called, what was it? Come, there's a feast coming here. What's a feast? This is the true communion. Jesus Christ has come and he's going to have a communion. He's going to be feeding the bride. And at the same time, that you can stay there and as a servant, you can also eat. The bread and the Jews are not eating anything else. They're eating these ladders. There's nothing else to eat. When they come there, they go to eat the ladders. The Jews, the 144, go to eat the ladders. Although they are the servants. Okay, now. I'm finishing now. So he's calling the people to the feast. And that's to be the bride supper. They are being called to the bride supper. The lamb supper with the bride in the sky. The rapture takes place in the sky. And that is where this the 144. The prophet says there will be one church, but we have Jews and I don't know to go into that. That's watch the shout of the voice. I've read that now, gathering them together. Let me finish now. It's just one quote here, maybe two. Just two quotes. In Revelation 11, call their ministry will be the ministry of Moses and Elijah, calling to Israel out of their Jewish tradition, just as the seventh angel message called the bride out of the Pentecostal tradition. Remember, Moses and Elijah is to call Israel out of their old atonement of the lamb and sheep and blood and goat and sacrifice to the new living sacrifice to the word. That's what he do. And the seventh angel's message under the same trumpet. Which trumpet? The seventh trumpet. Under the same trumpet. Under Brother Branham. Is right? Under the same trumpet. Same everything. Exactly the same seal. Is to what? Call the people, the bride, out of the Pentecost. This one is called out of the Pentecost by the same being. Come out of all my people. Christ is coming, get ready, it's the same thing, this is calling, Brother Branham is calling the Jews and calling the Gentiles at the same time, and the seventh angel's message, under the same trumpet, same everything, okay, I'm repeating that, in the world tradition, the genuine atonement, the word Christ impersonated in his word here, made fresh among us. That's where they are being called to go. Okay, now, let me read the last one now. The last two ones I've read so fast until I'm feeling like my mouth is running. I'm very fast. I don't know whether you really got it, but there's a quote that's asking a question. A question. Will the people go to the west? Because the prophet, you've gone to the west. You go to Arizona, you went there, where you go to the seals and things like that. And you're still there. And there's even a question, why did you go back there? And that's like that. But this question is, are all the people going to go rest and gather there? All the bride of the world? And he says, no. And there's that one I like to read maybe sometimes. But then, this is another question now. Will there be, or is there now a place for the bride to gather together, to live like when Moses and the children of Israel lived? Is there a place? Because we are talking about the gathering. Are they going to be gathered somewhere and all of them physically stay somewhere? The prophet answers that question very well on that one. But here, this is what he says, just shortly. I may come back with that when I get time. Not necessarily. Anytime is not in a hurry. I'm going to answer that question for you. When that question was asked, was 1964, August 23rd, 8 days or 10 days after that, 23rd, 7 days. 7 days after that, he says he knows it. And he says, I've just gotten it. I've just gotten that answer. He says, I've just gotten that answer. He says, and you can see how he answered that one. He was a bit fake, but he still answered, but this one is very clear. He says, question for you. It was just revealed to me. He says, it was just revealed to me. This is just, I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes, sir. There's a place for all the bread to gather. And he says, they cannot gather in one place because some of them are in Antarctic. People live in Greenland. Some people, because the bride is from every nation. How can they all gather the same place? He said, no, it is like the light comes from the east to the west. Is right? That's how he answers it. But here now he answers it differently. He says, and I would like you people to read that. I think I'll put it tomorrow in the group. Okay. Yes, there's a place for all the bread to gather. You want to know where it is at? In Christ. Correct. Just gather there. We are all together. As one person called the bride. Is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the body of the bride. Praise be to God. That's where we gather. That's where we were called. Get out of all those things. Come and get into Christ. That's where. All this cause. All this first pool, second pool. All those pools. All that attraction was attracting us. Come here. And here we are. We can stand up. Brother Don, can you come? I didn't think I've taken more than I wanted. Just come, brother. Huh? Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know you enjoyed that. Those are some great, great quotes. And Brother Gumbo brought it very well. And I'm thinking that... I really like that paragraph 270. He said, when the gather together, the bride is called by the mystery, taken up mystery of the seventh seal. The Jews called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. Calling them up. He said the seals was to the Gentiles, the trumpets was to Israel, and then of course Brother Gumba brought it through the church ages. He brought the thing together so well. Amen. So we thank God for that. And I remember many, many years ago, I don't even know how many years ago, but that quote, if you search paragraph 270, one time, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, I was studying on those lines, and I looked at it in two books. I looked at it in two books, Brother Gumba, and one book said it one way, and the other book said it another way. Yep. And I said, this can't be right. And so I went and got another book, and it said it like one of the books. And so I had four different books, four different printers, and so I went back to the tape. I went back to the tape, and whereas that, it makes it sound like he's stumbling in that. In that or that, but you go back and listen what he said. I think you'll find he said,
that's right.
In the mystery,
that's right.
By that mystery of that seventh seal, yes. And so it. I was amazed. I was shocked, but there was a time way back there, and I'm not saying they did it purposely, but they weren't. Seeing these mysteries the way it's being preached now, the way Brother Gumba brought it tonight, they weren't seeing it. And I don't know if some of that was intentional or not, I don't know. But you'll find every once in a while, you'll find it different in the two books. So the old books were spoken word, the new books is Voice of God, then there was Eddie Biscoe, and then there was Word Publications. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Word Publications was the one who got it. I think they're the ones, but it's been so long ago, I don't remember now, but I just, when Brother Gumba brought it tonight, I really, that stirs my heart. And another thing that he said that it made me think of another quote, the gathering, and another scripture too, talking about that gathering. And because we read it the other day where brother, where I think Paul was talking about the coming of the Lord and our gathering together unto him. Two things. Right. Two things. And Brother Goom brought it just like that. And so Brother Branham said, and I don't remember where he said, it might have been in the seal book. He said that we're being called. He said that the elect are being called. The help me with that quote. I'm just blank. By the mysteries. He said, not Brother Neville, not Brother so-and-so, not Brother so-and-so or Sister so-and-so. He said, but he speaks the mystery. And the mysteries is calling the names of the elect. That's what he said. He said, the mysteries are calling the names of the elect. And that's exactly what Brother Goomba read tonight. That's exactly what's happening. He's not calling your earthly name. He's speaking the mystery, and you're recognizing it because that seed's in there, because that life of God is in there. Amen. Let us stand together. We appreciate it so much, brother. And we thank God. We thank God for revelation. We thank God for this great day and hour. We thank you for, I didn't mention to everybody on Sunday about the court case, but we were in there all day today. We thank you for your prayers. I think we had mentioned it some time back. And we thank God for answering prayer and his grace with us today. And so may you continue. We're waiting for the verdict that we don't know. It might take a week or two, but we ask you to continue to pray for that, that the Lord will just move upon the judge there concerning those things. And so let us bow our heads as we dismiss in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for this great message tonight. We thank you for thus saith the Lord. And Lord, the words that was read to us tonight is thus saith the Lord. Lord, this was not a man. It was not a man's thoughts. It wasn't a man's intellect, but it was thus saith the Lord. Lord, it was the message to the bride. And Lord, we know that you use man in every way. And Lord, we give you the thanks and praise. It stirs our hearts, Lord, when these things are spoken, and Lord, to and quickened to our hearts. Lord, to know that you are in your people now. Lord, that these things are becoming more real day by day. Lord, may you just bless Brother Goomba, Lord, for this great message tonight. Each heart, each one that's here tonight, those that are listening in, Lord, may you stir each one. Bless those that are sick, those that for Sister Esther and little Esther, Lord, we were told they were sick Sunday. May you bless them, Father. Lord, give healing unto them. And Lord, each one that's in need now. Lord, be with Brother Michael is looking at the operation in April, Lord, that you would be with him. Prepare him and give him a quick recovery, Lord. We ask your blessings upon him. Now, we just commit each one to you, asking your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you so much. Amen. Thank you very much.